And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Three children and more than 60 adults are reported to have been killed in airstrikes in northern Yemen on Friday. The group Save the Children said, after a Reuters witness said several people, including African migrants, were killed in a raid. Rescue workers were still pulling bodies out of the rubble around midday following the dawn strike on a temporary detention center, but it was not immediately clear how many people had been killed. A Saudi-led military coalition has intensified airstrikes on what it says are Houthi military targets after the Iran-aligned movement conducted an unprecedented assault on coalition member the United Arab Emirates on Monday and further cross-border missile and drone launches at Saudi cities. A statement from Save the Children said more than 60 adults were killed in airstrikes around the country on Friday, adding three children were killed when missiles struck a western port city. The Islamic State group on Friday attacked a Syrian prison housing fellow jihadists and a military base in Iraq in near simultaneous deadly operations that revived fears of an ISIS resurgence. The jihadist group claimed both attacks but gave no indication they were coordinated. However, analysts said they strongly suggested the Islamic State was trying to boost its ranks and arsenal in an attempt to reorganize across both countries. In Syria, the ongoing assault on the northeastern detention facility, which holds the largest number of ISIS suspects in Syria, killed at least 23 Kurdish security forces and set dozens of ISIS fighters free, according to the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Washington and Moscow's top diplomats agreed at high-stake talks on Friday to keep working to ease tensions over Ukraine, with the United States promising a written response to Russian security demands next week. As fears grow that Russia could invade its pro-Western neighbor, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov sat down for 90 minutes of hastily arranged talks in Geneva. Russia has massed tens of thousands of troops on the Ukrainian border, denying it plans to invade, but demanding security guarantees, including a permanent ban on the country joining NATO. Blinken said after the talks that Washington will share written ideas with Russia next week, voicing hope for more diplomacy. Quote, "We didn't expect any major breakthroughs to happen today, but I believe we are now on a clear path in terms of understanding each other's concerns and each other's positions," Blinken told reporters. U.S. President Joe Biden bluntly assessed on Wednesday that Putin is likely to, quote, "move in on Ukraine," and warned of a disaster for Russia. The United States and its allies have warned of severe economic sanctions for an invasion. The World Health Organization says that coronavirus vaccine boosters should now be offered to people, starting with the most vulnerable, in a move away from its previous insistence that boosters were unnecessary for healthy adults, and an acknowledgement that the vaccine supply is improving globally. At a press briefing on Friday, the UN Health Agency said it was for the first time recommending booster doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, beginning with the highest priority groups, about 4 to 6 months after receiving the first two doses, in line with guidance from dozens of countries that embarked upon booster programs months ago. Last year, the WHO pleaded with rich countries to declare a moratorium on offering booster doses until the end of 2021, an appeal that went almost entirely ignored. The agency said it expects its expert vaccine group assessed the increasing data about booster doses and noted the waning immune protection over time. Numerous studies have shown in recent months that booster doses restore antibody levels and offer strong protection against severe disease, including against COVID-19 variants like Delta and Omicron. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.